This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. At least 65 people in 9 states are sick after eating eggs infected with salmonella. Public health and agriculture officials have traced the source to an egg farm in Wisconsin. The eggs were distributed to Wisconsin, Illinois, and Michigan under labels like Milo's Poultry Farms or Tony's Fresh Market. They've since been recalled. Authorities in Two Rivers are investigating the remains of a human skeleton. They're not confirming or denying that it could be Elijah Vu. The 3-year-old boy has been missing since February. The sheriff's office says a deer hunter found the remains. The sheriff says he cannot provide specific information about details for now. A man is charged in the shooting death of UW-Whitewater student-athlete Kara Welsh. Chad Edwards of Loves Park, Illinois, made his initial court appearance Friday. He's charged with first-degree homicide. It would take $1 million to bail him out of the Walworth County Jail. Donald Trump has denied knowing much about Project 2025, but he embraced one of its key provisions at a Saturday rally in Mosinee.
We will ultimately eliminate the Federal Department of Education and send education back to Wisconsin and back to the state.
Project 2025 is a sweeping action plan for the next Republican president to overhaul the government. Last week in Wisconsin, Education Secretary Miguel Cardona warned public schools are under attack. Democrats are literally going to New Heights to warn about the Heritage Foundation's Project 2025. Airplanes pulled banners over college football games here in Wisconsin and in other key swing states this weekend. Donald Trump denies having a direct connection to Project 2025, but he has embraced some of its key ideas. A new study finds people in rural Wisconsin feel better about drinking raw milk than people in cities or suburbs. Sean Patterson led the study for the University of Pennsylvania.
Pasteurization doesn't change the nutritional value of milk. It doesn't significantly change the taste of milk. And so the risks really don't outweigh any of the benefits.
Untreated milk has been linked to illness outbreaks. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. One person was killed in a Sunday morning crash involving a motorcycle and car near Hudson. According to the Wisconsin State Patrol, officers responded to the scene of the crash on eastbound I-94 near Hudson at around 9:30 a.m. on Sunday. When they arrived, they found the driver of the motorcycle had died from the injuries sustained in the crash. The Wisconsin State Patrol has not reported what the cause of the crash was, but it is under investigation. Authorities also have not released the identity of the motorcyclist who was killed. Thousands of people descended on Duluth over the weekend for the 30th annual Lake Superior Harvest Festival. According to a Northern News Now report, the festival has been bringing about 10,000 people into the city in recent years, and officials say they had another great turnout this year. The yearly event is hosted by the Sustainable Farming Association and features a massive farmers market, an energy fair, a nonprofit expo, and more. This year's event also featured a safety demonstration on electric vehicles. Duluth Mayor Roger Reinert has ordered an internal review to determine how 1.7 million gallons of treated drinking water was released into Tisher Creek, killing over 1,000 fish. After an investigation, the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency determined that it was the release of the chloraminated drinking water that led to the death of the fish in the creek. The treated water in the creek posed no threat to humans but was toxic for aquatic life. The water release occurred during a maintenance operation at a nearby reservoir. Enbridge's Line 5 relocation project in northern Wisconsin has cleared another hurdle. On Friday, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources released its final environmental impact statement for the controversial project, which seeks to relocate the pipeline to go around the Bad River Reservation rather than through it. Critics of the project worry about the environmental impact in the area surrounding the reservation. An Enbridge statement said construction will begin as soon as the necessary approvals are obtained. A new child care facility is planned in Duluth as the city looks to address the growing child care crisis. Through a partnership between the Duluth Child Care Task Force, Essentia Health, and the Benedictine Sisters of St. Scholastica Monastery, a new housing project will contribute to solving both the child care crisis and issues with the lack of affordable housing. The Brayview Senior Housing Project at 5th Avenue East and 5th Street will feature 72 affordable apartments for seniors and a daycare for up to 100 kids. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents about ATV and UTV safety in the wake of some fatal crashes. The DNR is promoting their Think Smart Before You Start campaign, which reminds ATV and UTV drivers to wear a helmet and seatbelt and always drive sober. Officials say there have already been 26 fatal crashes in 2024, which could outpace the number of fatal crashes from 2023 through the rest of the year. The DNR is also urging ATV and UTV drivers to take an online safety course. A thrift store that had served Superior residents for over 15 years has announced it will soon be closing its doors. According to a Fox 21 report, the owners of Earth Exchange say they're dealing with some health challenges and are now looking to sell the whole business. They announced the impending closure on Sunday, but have yet to announce when their official last day of business will be. The thrift shop first opened in 2008, and the owners say they're hoping that someone will take over the business to keep it running. A suspect in a fatal apartment fire from July is back behind bars after being released with no charges on Thursday. According to the Duluth Police Department, 25-year-old Tyler Edwards was arrested on Sunday on suspicion of murder and arson in the apartment fire that killed 25-year-old Max Godowski. He was released on Thursday morning without charges being filed, and county officials said it was because the investigation was still ongoing. Edwards was arrested again on Thursday night for resisting and obstructing arrest. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers get set to head west. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. After dropping two of three games to the Rockies and having won just twice in the past seven games, manager Pat Murphy said that it was a tough homestand for his team.
You know, it was a tough homestand, and we've had games like this. If you looked at the St. Louis series, we had games just like this where once something didn't go our way, We didn't fight back right after that.
Milwaukee will set out on a six-game road trip out west beginning tomorrow in San Francisco. They'll play Arizona this weekend. The Brewers are still nine games up in the NL Central with 19 games to play. On Sunday, it'll be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Indianapolis Colts as each team seeks its first victory. For the Packers, they will be without Jordan Love, who is expected to miss at least 3 weeks with an MCL sprain. Malik Willis, who the Packers traded for in the preseason, will start this week's game. The Athletic reports that Green Bay has reached out to free agent quarterback Ryan Tannehill as well. On Saturday, 2-0 Wisconsin Badgers football will take on Alabama. That game will kick off at 11 a.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Standing ovations are not uncommon at film festivals, but a nine-minute standing ovation is. That's how long the crowd at the Venice Film Festival clapped for Daniel Craig after his performance in a movie called Queer. The film is based on beat writer William Burroughs' novel from 1985. Craig plays an American expat living amongst a small group of Americans in Mexico who starts a relationship with Stark's character. The film is scheduled for release in the U.S. on October 6th. The new season of Dancing with the Stars is right around the corner. Some of the stars that will be dancing, as revealed on Good Morning America, include 90210's Tori Spelling, former NBA player Dwight Howard, kind of a reach, Pretty Little Liars Chandler Kinney, Bachelorette star Jen Tran, model Brooks Nader, and actor Eric Roberts. Finally, a reason to watch Dancing with the Stars. Season 33 of the show premieres September 17th on ABC. Michael Douglas would like his real name back, which is Michael Douglas. 50 years ago, when a young Michael John Douglas, now known as Michael Keaton, burst onto the Hollywood scene, his name was already taken with the Screen Actors Guild by Nepo baby Michael Douglas of Wall Street fame. Now, according to People magazine, Keaton wants it back, or at least a derivation thereof. The Beetlejuice star from now on plans to go by Michael Keaton Douglas. The grieving process appears to be over for the band Linkin Park, 7 years after the death of lead singer Chester Bennington. The band has a new lead singer, new material, and a tour in the works. Replacing Bennington on vocals will be Emily Armstrong, formerly of the band Dead Sara. Chester Bennington took his own life in 2017. Linkin Park's new album is expected to drop November 15th of this year. In Jeff Bridges is one of the coolest guys ever news, Jeff Bridges is one of the coolest guys ever. Aside from having an excellent reputation as an actor and overall cool dude, yes, that's a reference to The Big Lebowski, actress Winona Ryder said Bridges refused to kiss her during her audition for the film Fearless. The Stranger Things actress said at the time Bridges was 43 years old and she was 21 years old. Bridges said he didn't want to kiss her because she was the age of his daughter. Further expanding his legend of coolness, Rosie Perez, who appeared in Fearless opposite Bridges, was worried she would not get cast because of the interracial element. Perez says Bridges went to bat for her and she not only ended up getting the part, but drew an Oscar nomination for Best Supporting Actress. Ryder is a two-time Oscar nominee herself. Her most recent film, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, opened up this past weekend. And as far as Jeff Bridges goes, the dude abides. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low 80s this afternoon. The wind out of the west at around 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 50s to near 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Once again, high in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio.